America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, the greatest nation on earth, a place where opportunity for success is equal for all willing to work hard enough to achieve it, a land where equality and freedom drive the intentions and decisions of every leader in this great country, a place where freedom is hard fought, hard protected, and highly cherished. A country where pride bleeds red, white, and blue in every American heart. A people that believes there is no place for taking the God-given rights of humans away from them. But did we get it right? Would our forefathers be proud of the America we are today? Did we do them justice after devoting their lives to creating a country of opportunity? What is our forefathers' vision of America without mention of the American dream? The belief that every person, regardless of where they're from or their socioeconomic status, has the freedom and opportunity to succeed and attain a better life through sacrifice, hard work, and risk-taking. Our forefathers built this country determined to create a place where humans have the freedom to, as stated in the Declaration of Independence by Thomas Jefferson, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yes, we are still the land of the American dream. People still today are risking their life to enter our country in the hope of working their way up the ladder to attain the American dream. People all over the world come to this country and are given the opportunity to become citizens, buy their own house, work, start a family, and live a free life. Our forefathers will be proud to know everyone wants to come to America because it is, as they dreamed, the greatest nation in the world. But has our country become lethargic? Have we lost the patriotism, the boldness, and the bravery to fight? We have stood idly by, living off our ancestors' bravery to fight with their life on the line and many losing it. Are we so naive to think that we will never have to protect our country again? And are we willing to do it? In the year 2024, America is expected to reach its record low of military recruitment. Are we so uneducated that we are easily deceived and unable to think for ourselves? Are we so stubborn that we trade pride for the power of our vote? Would this make our forefathers proud? I think not. As the wise words of George Washington warn in his farewell address, unprincipled men will assert for themselves the reins of government, and it is clear to see today that so many Americans feel powerless as citizens of the United States. From the outside looking in, we're doing what our forefathers wanted by being a representative democracy. But if you look deeper, Americans seem to have forgotten that truth and the importance of being an active citizen. With the vast change in elections because of the media alone, it is easy to see the utter disrespect the American people have for their elected representatives. What used to be an honor and a privilege is now a burden and a business rather than a position for our representatives. Political debates have become mudslings rather than civil debate. Our forefathers also fought and differed in views and opinions, but at the end of the day, they could always reach that common ground, the freedom and liberties of the American people. Have we lost that common ground? Was it the Civil War, the Great Depression, that was a turning point of division in this country? Or have we always been this divided and prideful, and it's just more evident today? Parents and children, aunts and uncles, grandparents and grandchildren, siblings and cousins divided by political affiliation. So consumed by their political party that it dictates their relationships even within families. If George could see us now. As a citizen of the United States, I am proud to be an American. With knowledge of other countries' government and society, I am easily saying America is the greatest nation in the world. We are not perfect. We have strayed in many ways from our forefathers' intent for this country, such as taxes, extreme political party division, and less patriotism. But times have changed. The world is evolving, and so must everything else. It is not as simple as it used to be. But as for America, we will continue to stand boldly and firmly in the vision of our forefathers as best as we possibly can in a rapidly changing world. We will continue to fight for our independence, our liberties, our freedom, and our God-given rights on this earth.